and WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 971st broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ferlin Husky.
In your arms. Well, I feel better all over, boy, than any horse else, when you thrills me with your charms. Well, I'm as wild as a buck every time you calls me up. Oh, you sure makes me feel like a wheel. Well, I feel better all over, boy, than any horse else. That's exactly how I feel. I feel better all over, boy, than any horse else, baby, when you kiss me like you do. Well, I feel better all over, boy, than any horse else, baby, when I'm out with you. I'm as fit as a fiddle. Oh, you makes me wanna kick up my heel. Well, I feel better all over, boy, than any horse else. That's exactly how I feel. Oh, that's exactly how I feel. Oh, that's exactly how I feel.
Thank you so much, friends, and I do feel better all over more than anywhere else when I see so many of you here visiting with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Right, Grant?
You are so right, Ferlin, and I might add that we got a big show lined up for the folks tonight. We got the Old Hickory Singers, and of course, our regular, Rod Brassfield.
Yes, and our guitar-picking friend, Chet Atkins.
Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, and all the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guest, Slim Whitman. All right. Before we get Slim out here, we have a group of young fellers here that would like to sing about another feller that had a lot of trouble. Let's make them welcome the Old Hickory Singers as they sing, Bill Bailey, won't you get on home? Hey!
On one summer day, the sun was shining fine. The lady love of old Bill Bailey was hanging close on a line in her backyard and weeping hard. She met a beano brakeman that took and threw her down. Bell went like a prune cat with a big gang hanging round. And to that crowd, she yelled out loud, won't you come home, Bill Bailey, won't you come home? She moaned the whole day long. I'll do the cooking, darling, I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy that I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame, well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey, won't you come home? She moans the whole day long. I'll do the cooking, darling, I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. That rainy that I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame, but ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Thank you so much, Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers. Thank you very much. Now it's time to make all the noise we can for our special guest star. Comes all the way up from Florida. So let's make him welcome, Mr. Slim Whitman. Slim, it's wonderful to have you with us at the Opry tonight.
Thank you, Fern. It's great to be on the Grand Ole Opry.
Tell me, are you figuring on making any more tours over to England or Australia?
Well, I am in the fall, but I didn't come up here to talk about making personal appearances in Australia or England or Middleburg, Florida, where I live. I want to sing.
Well, that's good. Let's give him a hand as he sings one of his Imperial records that made him famous, and I think he made the song famous all over again. Rosemary, Slim Whitman.
Oh, Rosemary, my rosemary. Oh, rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I never met you, and yet if I should lose you, would mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you to rule me, my rosemary.
Rod, you and Grant Turner have been yakking together here for the past 10 minutes, and I'm trying to figure out what's up.
Well, we're making up some poetry, Mr. Husky.
Yeah, you want to hear a sample?
No, I can't say as I do.
Well, you're going to anyway. You ready, Grant?
Yep.
Prince Albert Tobacco makes good pipe smoking.
Well, that's the truth, boys, but that's the truth, but you're not joking.
No, now, you just stay out of the act, boy. Just stay out of the act, boy. Me and Grant are the poets around here.
Well, when you mentioned Prince Albert, it's enough to make any pipe smoker break out in poetry. Prince Albert's smoking tobacco gives you the laziest, most comfortable smoke you can get. And Prince Albert is always fresh.
Yeah, and it's crimp cut, too.
Yeah, that's why P.A. packs right, burns slow and smokes cool.
And tastes so good. Man, that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural tobacco taste and goodness.
Even makes it better, too.
Yeah, making men like P.A. too. It rolls so easy and smokes so mild.
So, pipe smoker or making man, write your own poetry while you enjoy the most comfortable, most satisfying, tastiest smoke ever with America's Joy Smoke, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. That's Tommy Jackson now, and he's fiddling all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers to a tune called Arkansas Traveler.
Grab your partner and get your shit off.
Thank you, Tommy Jackson, all the square dancers. Well, now, let's see what we have next here.
Well, that's easy, Perla. The next thing is a song from you.
Well, all right, Grant, if that's the way things go, I know just a song I'd like to sing. In busy times like these, when men are making all sorts of discoveries and even talking of sending men out into outer space and to the moon, maybe, most of us get a little bewildered and frightened by it all.
Then it's time for us to turn to Him who knows all and ask for His guidance and help. It's all here in this old hymn, one of my favorites called Take My Hand, Precious Lord. When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, meet me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on.
Wonderful, Farland. That old hymn was just great.
Thank you so much, Grant. I'm glad you liked it. But now, what's next?
Well, just about anything you want, Farland. We got lots of talent around here tonight.
Well, I should say so. I'll tell you what. How about some real fine guitar picking?
Oh, you mean my old buddy?
Uh-oh. Well, who else but Chet Atkins as he whittles out a tune here called Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got the Swing. Chet Atkins. Hey. Swing, Chet. Thank you so much.
Say, Farley, we got another entertainer around here tonight who's mighty eager to perform for the folks, and if you don't let him come out, he's apt to bust a gusset.
Well, Grant, let's just unchain him and let him come on. You know who we're talking about, friends? Baggy Pants from Owen Wall, Tennessee. Rod Brasfield!
Boy, they sure did cut that North Shore, didn't they?
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Hello, Farley.
Hi,
it's
Rod.
Good to see you, buddy.
Fine, Nick. It's good to see you, too.
I've got a cold tonight.
Yeah, I see
you. Slept under a wagon bed last night. Somebody moved it for morning. Good to see you, Ferlin.
Good to see you, Ron.
Yes, sirree, buddy.
I tell you what, let's do now before we do another thing. Let's tell a joke or two.
All right. You want me to go first, or you ready?
Well, no. I tell what, let's do. Let's make out like this here is a railroad track running along here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm walking down the railroad track, see?
Yeah.
And I'm walking down these cross ties, and you say, "Hello, Rod, where are you going?" And yeah. I'll say to you, "I'm looking for the president of this railroad."
Yeah.
And you say, "Well, do you think you'll find him?" And yeah. Then I'll tell the funny part, see?
All right. Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Just kidding. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, brother. Glad to see you. Walking down the railroad track.
Howdy, Rod.
Glad to see you, boy.
Where are you going?
I'm looking for the president of this railroad.
Do you think you'll find him?
I don't know, but I'm on his track.
That just kills me, don't it?
Huh? Boy, I'm telling you, that just slays me to get one. Well, that went pretty good. Let's tell another.
I didn't like it so much.
You didn't?
No.
No, I tell you what we'll do, Ferlin.
I
tell you what we'll do. We'll make out like that there's a barn over there.
Chester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not Chester. he's not a mule or nothing. That's
not
part of the barn. We'll just make out like
that. Just make-believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And I'm a little milkmaid.
Yeah.
I've come out of the barn, and I've got a bucket of milk. This here will be my bucket of milk.
All right.
And I've come out of there. I've been milking.
Yeah.
And you say, "Good morning. How is the milk made this morning?"
All right.
Then I'll spill the beans.
All right. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the milk made this morning?
We don't make it. We get it from a cow.
Let's quit. Let's quit while we're
here. Boy, just killed me. Let's tell one more. I tell you what, Ferlin.
All right.
Ferlin, I'll come rushing up to you.
Yeah.
And I'll say, "Ferlin, do you know how many hairs there is in a pig's face?"
Yeah.
You say, "No, Rod. How many hairs is there in a pig's face?"
All right.
Then I'll break it off.
Break it off.
I'll break it off.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hi, Ferlin.
Hi, Rod.
Do you know how many fur? Hey, Ferlin, do you know how many hairs there is in a pig's face?
No, but next time you shave, why don't you count them?
Now, that there makes me so mad I could just eat a goat burger with mustard on it. Hey, Ferlin.
Yeah.
You ought to have been down in Mississippi with me this past week.
Yeah, I like it down
You know, they're working on the roads down there.
Everywhere they're doing
yeah,
that.
And yeah, and I hit a detour.
Yeah.
And the first thing I knowed, I run into one of them old snuff roads.
Snuff? What do you mean, snuff road?
Well, you know, all full of dips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While I was down there, you know, I've been seeing you. You know, Ferlin, I've been seeing you on all these guest spots on these big TV shows and everything.
Yeah.
While I was down there in Mississippi, I got to be on one.
You was a guest on
the
TV show?
Yeah, I was a guest on the TV show there. And this year, guest feller, this feller that was...
Yeah.
The feller that was the quiz master, it was a quiz program.
Oh, quiz show, yeah.
Yeah, he says to me, he says, "Where is Helsinki?"
Yeah.
And I says, "Look, buddy, you oughtn't to talk like that on the television here, you know?" And then he says, "Well, now, never mind that. Where is Amsterdam?"
Yeah.
I says, "Good gracious, that's worse."
Yeah.
Then he says to me, he says, "Well, where is Bally Bally?"
What'd you tell him, Rod?
I says, "Right underneath your chesty chesty."
I hear you had a birthday.
Ferlin, I had a birthday last week, and my gal Susie gave me one of the most valuable things that her family ever had.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was her granddaddy's old Tennessee Love Fiddle.
Love Fiddle? I never heard
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, Tennessee Love Fiddle.
What kind of fiddle is that?
Well, it's four strings strung on a double-barreled shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just so you'll be sure of having music at the wedding, you know.
Yeah, Tell me, Rod, have you learned to play it yet?
Have I learned to play it?
Yeah.
Good gracious alive, yes, man. You already heard me last night. I went out behind the house.
Yeah.
And before I got halfway through one course of Shotgun Boogie, I had brung down a wild goose, a loose moose, and peppered Uncle Sipe right in the caboose.
Rod, I understand your cousin Leif ran for office in the last election. How'd he come out?
No, not so good, Furlan. You see, instead of cards, he passed out these here tins of Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and when the votes was counted, Prince Albert was a new constable.
Well, Prince Albert does win the vote of every pipe smoker because it gives him what he wants, a tasty, cool, lazy-burning, comfortable smoke. But wasn't Leif mad?
Yeah, well, he was a little riled up at first, but he just loaded his own pipe up with that good, fresh, crimp-cut Prince Albert, and before you knew it, he was simmered down again.
Rod, P.A. gets the vote of making men, too. They say it rolls so easy, smokes so good. That's why I always say, pipe smoker or making man, for a candidate for real smoking pleasure and comfort, you just can't beat Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
Now it's time once again for our special guest tonight with a brand new record he just had released, Candy Kisses, and here he is, Slim Whitman.
Candy kisses, wrapped in paper, mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses, wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. Once my heart was filled with gladness, now there's sadness, only tears. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you. I'm too dear. I'll play a harp now. Come on.
Thank you so much, Slim Whitman. It was a wonderful pleasure having you with us at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Now, here's another great artist to perform for us. She's a favorite here of everybody's, and I know you'd like to hear her play. So let's make her welcome Miss Dale Wood as she beats out a song here on her new record called Whirl Away. Dale Wood! Thank you.
Thank you so much, Miss Dale Wood, there with her tune called Whirlaway.
Yes, sir, that sure was good. But now it's time that you did a little something for the folks, Whirly.
Well, I'd be glad to, Grant, but you know I can't dance too good.
Well, you can talk. Say, have you got anything you want to say to the folks?
Well, offhand, Grant, I can't think of too much to say, but, one thing that Rod Brasfield and myself has a new Paramount movie out called Country Music Holiday, and I'd appreciate it any time it's in anybody's area if they'd go see it.
Oh, yes, it's fine. Okay, then I guess there's nothing else to do now but sing. How about that great one?
But the only one I can think of that was great to me, that really was, helped me, was Gone. And I'm sorry that the Jardinaires are not here with me, the ones that made the record with me and Miss Millie. They're off on a tour. But here's the way it sounds without the help of a beautiful choir behind me.
Since you've gone, the moon's gone in the sky. Know the reason why I cry, love divine. Once was mine, now you've gone. Since you've gone, my heart, my lips, my tear-dimmed eyes, a lonely soul within me cries. I acted smart, broke your heart. Now you've gone. Oh, what I'd give for the lifetime I've wasted, the love that I've tasted. I was wrong. Now you've gone. Wrong. Now you've gone.
Thank you so much, friends. Well, that's the signal for us to go, neighbors. We sure have enjoyed having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And we'd like to remind you to drop around next week when Johnny Cash will be the head man, and he'll have Justin Tubb along with him as guest. So then, this is Ferlin Husky saying cheerio, toodaloo. We had a ball, hope you did too. And we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This program is broadcast to Armed Forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service. And WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, presenting the Grand Ole Opry.